This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't have this.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's get in. Hey. One more time. Let's go. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, May 6th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Acknowledge me.
KC out today. He's celebrating his New York Knicks victory last night. Boy, that man. Okay, first of all, and we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Got my man Jesse Tapia with us.
What are you doing with him?
Got Trista Crick with us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. Jason Jones, final hour of the show. No KC today. He'll be back with us when he's ready to be back with us. It was miserable watching that game last night with that man. Celtics go up, and I'm like, all right, we can dead all this noise. He's sitting over there quiet, doing the KSFM show, nothing to say.
And then the Celtics decide to launch three after three after three after three.
Man, that's tough, buddy.
It is what it is.
That's tough.
They acknowledged it after the game, so I'm good with how it.
That's their basketball though.
No,
like, maybe
I'll
that's
push
too-
back. It used to be Rouges. They're gonna take every three and they're not gonna get to the rim. They don't. That's not something they've done the last couple years. Like against Orlando, Orlando took away the three ball.
But isn't that what they did this year?
That yesterday was extreme.
Oh, for sure. 63 is like, crazy.
With Cat having four fouls, not getting to the rim. Like they said it after the game. They just settled. I think before, yeah, like you would have seen that from back then. That's why they could never get over the hump. But yesterday
still,
was a bit extreme, I think.
Okay, and fair enough.
Like, I think game two, they'll get to the rim a little bit more and make it a point.
But still went up 20.
Yeah.
Couldn't put them away. Cat wasn't good. Jalen got tough in the fourth quarter. And we have a Monday meeting with Complex, and we're sitting back there, and I'm focused on the meeting. I don't have the phone on. I don't have the game on or nothing. And I look over at him, and I feel like he's really glued to this game. And then about 5 minutes pass, and he does that. Kenny, Jalen's going crazy. Like, oh, what is going on?
Not a Knicks fan though.
Not a Knicks fan.
Not a Knicks fan.
No, Knicks supporter. So I pull up and I'm like, oh, Knicks took the lead. So the Knicks are up 5 when I pull up the game. And, you know, the Celtics make their run to tie it. Of course, the group chat starts going crazy. Jesse's sweating. Then he's tweeting Patrick Ewing.
I had something there, and the Celtics ruined it.
After Jalen's missed joint at the end of regulation, Jesse fires off the Patrick Ewing video, and it's like, all right, Celtics take a breath, like go close this out. And so I kind of have the game on, but I'm involved in this meeting, and I the only possession I really see at that moment in overtime is the final moment. I go home and watch that overtime. Your arena acted like it was over at regulation. They was in there sleeping.
Yeah, they, I don't know. Like,
it was like a Warriors crowd.
Once Brunson missed that layup at the end, I felt like two Boston had it. Maybe they took their
That's what I thought. I was like, okay, you survived that final possession. Go in this.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to do that. Weren't able to do that.
Bridges and OG were great, though, yesterday, too.
Mikal played 51 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot the ball particularly great, but he was so impactful.
He was
impactful.
Effective everywhere else, I feel, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why he played 51 minutes. He was so impactful. On the defensive end, 15 of 60 is the number, by the way. 15 of 60, 25% is what the Boston Celtics wound up shooting from three yesterday. A tough outing for your boys, a tough game one. LeBron used to call it a feel-out game, try to get his feel for everything that's going on in that series. And I don't know. I don't like the Knicks, to be honest with you. Like, you got 29 from OG Anunoby. You didn't get a particularly great performance from Karl Anthony Towns. Brunson really, really got strong there. You know who else is really good? Josh Hart is really good.
He's just all hustle. He's just Marcus Smart.
Like, yeah.
He's not going to go for 20, 25 or whatever, but if you watch him the game, you're going to see how effective he is.
Josh Hart feels like the perfect New York Knick. He's like the perfect New York Knick. He's the perfect Tom Thibodeau player. Like, he is absolutely fantastic in his role. And then you mentioned Mikal Bridges earlier. Again, 51 minutes, the most of anyone on either team comfortably yesterday from Mikal, who, again, not a crazy stat line, but, man, he was out there cooking on the defensive end.
If the Knicks win this series, I don't think they'll need Cat to do it. Too. I think OG. I think you can get by. Like yesterday, I want to see what the game looks like when Boston's not taking 19 out of 23s, because I feel like that was part of it. Like, Boston never built on that 16, 17, 20 point lead or whatever that they had. You kept taking threes, Knicks kept chipping away, and eventually got to 10, and like 10 points is nothing in the NBA now. But I feel like the Knicks can probably work past Cat.
14 of 43 from your boys.
On Tatum and Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't play good yesterday. Yesterday, Celtics did not play good.
5 of 25 from 3. Jalen was 1 of 10. 1 of 10 from 3. Tatum was 4 of 15. That three-point number really is the story. Again, 15 of 60. 16. Man, that's crazy.
The third quarter.
16 three-point attempts from Derek White. 15 from Jason Tatum, 10 from Jaylen Brown.
I think the third quarter was it was excessive. Taking 19 out of, like, your 20 shots and 19 of them being three, like, that's going to kill you if you're not hitting them. Like, that's just what got the Knicks back into an 11-point deficit.
Really a rough second half for the Boston Celtics. A rough, rough second half. Magnified, perhaps, by the absence of Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis plays 13 minutes, doesn't come back after halftime, ruled out because of an illness. He was instrumental in the title win last year. Is Porzingis' absence a big deal in this series?
He honestly hasn't been great the last month or so. He's been dealing with that illness all year. They called it an undiagnosed illness where they can't really get a handle on it, so he's missed the games off and on. I think you can get past. Like, you didn't lose that game because Porzingis was out. Like, you missed that game. You lost that game because you missed 45 threes instead of 43.
please put this like on the record. Zabo, clip it. If I have an illness for an entire year, diagnose it.
Well, that's the thing. They don't know like what it is. Like,
figure it out.
Literally, I don't know. He's feeling better today, so he'll play.
I'm a goddamn Boston Celtic. You better figure out what this is. Is this COVID-42? What do I have that has me being labeled with an undiagnosed illness all year? Y'all better figure this out. But great job by Bob Brunson and that New York Knicks crew to steal one. And that was the theme yesterday. The Nuggets and the Knicks were able to steal game one on the road. I mean, a really, really exciting, extremely compelling open to these two series, these two round two series. The Knicks getting that win in Boston against the defending champions. And then the Nuggets. Man, I am going to sing the praises of Nikola Jokic like I never have before.
That's your boy now?
Russell Westbrook is my boy, and that's why I'm rooting for the Denver Nuggets to win a championship. But I have an incredibly high level of respect for Nikola Jokic, and I thought what he did yesterday, particularly what he did in the fourth quarter, perhaps aided a little bit by Mark Dagnall and that odd strategy they had. I thought, you know, with all of the 30 and 20 and 20 triple-doubles, all of that stuff he has, I thought yesterday was one of his most impressive performances because I didn't think the Nuggets had any business winning that game.
Yeah, I was kind of like shocked just when it ended because it's like, all right, yeah, no, they actually pulled that off because just the whole time you're thinking the Thunder got it, and then, nope, here come the Nuggets, here come the Nuggets, nope, the Thunder didn't get it, and then it's just, oh, wow, no, it's actually, the Nuggets actually pulled this off.
The Thunder almost feels like purposely couldn't pull away in that game because of the strategy.
You think that the lights got too bright for everyone on that team?
Yeah. Yeah, meaning Mark Dagnon included? Absolutely, too. Absolutely. And that's and that's the crazy part is the lights get too bright, inexperience, whatever. They still had no business losing that game. They were still in prime position to win that game. I still, even a day later, can't believe that Denver won that. Like, I almost tuned out of that game with, like, 3 minutes because, oh, they're back up seven. Like, the Nuggets would score, and then Oklahoma City would come right back. And I was like, God, they just don't have enough. And then they started going to the line, and it was kind of, I mean, it was slow as hell to watch, but you're like, Then they got a few stops, and all of a sudden, Jokic hits that three at the top of the key, and Russell Westbrook leads the break, finds Aaron Gordon, who, shout out to Aaron Gordon, shoots a three down one. You got Westbrook.
Today's NBA.
You got Westbrook leading the break. He sees Aaron Gordon open. Aaron stutter steps and stops, takes the pull up from beyond the arc, down one.
I feel like now you just make that play every time, though.
I mean, it's an open shot. Yeah, you take it.
Like, that's today's NBA.
Yeah, it's an open shot. You take it.
Do you feel better about the Nuggets in this series after game one?
I didn't feel bad about them. Like, I wasn't sure.
I feel like we weren't buying them.
Yeah, though. Absolutely not.
As far as, like, being able to get out of the series.
But see, now I'm irresponsible. Whether I'm buying them or not, now I'm rooting for them. Like, watching
it.
Watching my boy last night, like, I was like, all right.
Man's watching the game with his heart now.
Now I'm rooting for the Denver Nuggets to win this. And, like, Oklahoma City to me isn't exciting. So it's like, yeah, I like Denver Nuggets. They're not, it's not fun really for me other than to watch, you know, Russ. Like, it's not fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
OKC is not fun to me. Like, they're good. They're very, very good, but it's not like, oh, I got to lock in to watch SGA, MVP, great player, you know, shoot free throw line extended. I'm good. It's fine. They're a fine basketball team to watch. I don't get up to watch Oklahoma City. We'll come back. I want to talk a lot more about that Nuggets game. I don't really have much else on the Knicks. KC going to have to come back to work to talk about the New York Knicks.
I'm not going to lie. I was preparing all night and all morning to face KC today, but whatever.
See, we good. We good. But we'll talk more about the Denver Nuggets. And we'll talk about something that we've speculated on for a couple of weeks now. Official. Insiders talked about it earlier. Bobby Jackson back in Sacramento joining Doug Christie. We'll talk about that. We're thrilled that you're here with us, whether it's on YouTube, Twitch, whether it's on ESPN 1320, whether you're listening on the Odyssey app, 98.5 FM HD2, wherever you are. It's Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Just talking about the Met Gala during the commercial break.
What is that? Is that just like a rich people gathering?
It's the biggest night in fashion, and it normally has like a theme to it. And
but like, what do you do there? Like, I see like the red carpet. When you get inside, what's going on? Like, do we know?
Mingling.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's really just it's really just being photographed. And it's the I thought Shaboozy had a Shaboozy had an interesting outfit on. I can't remember like what color. Maybe it was like teal or peacock blue for those watching. And his grill, he had his grill matched it. Which I thought was like, all right, that works. But I always enjoy the Met Gala. I like seeing what people are wearing, and there's always news coming from it. Shout out to ASAP and Rihanna. Rihanna's pregnant again. We were trying to figure out on the KSFM show if Rihanna is Rihanna pregnant again or still pregnant from the last time we thought she was pregnant. But no, she's in fact pregnant again. Baby number 3 on the way for Rihanna. No album ever coming from her again. But yeah, Met Gala is always fun, man. And Joel says, I think it's a fundraiser. I don't know. I'm never getting an invitation. So I know Russ.
Not with that attitude, pal.
Well, I know Russ has been before. He always lights it up. LeBron James. I think LeBron didn't go because of the MCL issue. But
thank you for tweeting that out, by the way, LeBron. We were all torn up wondering if you were going to go.
Okay, calm down, Doug Gottlieb.
What?
Hold on.
Nah, is that what Doug Gottlieb said?
Nah, Doug.
If that's what Doug said, then I completely take it back. My fault.
Doug kind of went in on him for missing the Met Gala because of the MCL injury.
I'm more so making a joke because LeBron felt the need to notify us on Twitter.
Doug Gottlieb is a joke.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Like, Doug Gottlieb is the epitome of, like, failing up. And I don't know who Doug Gottlieb knows. He is the worst college basketball coach in existence. His radio show is ass. Bro can literally do nothing right. But he stays gainfully employed, probably making upwards of seven figures.
I think allegedly was a credit card scammer back then?
Yeah, in college.
Okay, yeah. Maybe he's just scamming people still, allegedly.
He's absolutely still scamming people.
Yeah, just...
Absolutely just, still scamming people.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you got to get invited to the Met Gala, but also you got to pay $75,000 to get in to the Met Gala as well.
Well, maybe Kenny took his jet out there and couldn't get back in time.
That would make sense.
I don't know. $75,000 a seat, huh? All right. We'll have to see if we can get that one sponsored. See if Odyssey can sponsor our trip to the Met Gala.
You imagine they did that, but not Summer League?
That'd be amazing. All right, guys, listen. We can get you to New York. We can't get you to Las Vegas, though.
It didn't work.
We can't get you to the Thomas and Mack Center for basketball when it's 115 degrees outside, but we can get you out to the Met Gala. You'll be sitting at LeBron's table. Or maybe if Tyrese is eliminated, we can sit at Tyrese Halliburton's table. I want to bring that conversation back, too, that we were having, because, Jesse, you were actually the catalyst of this conversation. The insiders were talking about the tiers and putting, you know, how you rank the remaining players in the playoffs, how you would put them in, like, tier one, tier two, and, you know, who's like, of the great players left, how do you separate them by their greatness? Like, who is the absolute best of the best? And that, you know, Jesse kind of noted, does Anthony Edwards have the most to gain with the big-time postseason? And the more I think about it, too, the more I realize, like, I actually think Minnesota's primed for something.
Special?
Yeah.
I can see it. They made a little run last year. Ended up cut short in the conference finals, but...
They're good.
They're building.
I've kind of discredited them a little bit. Like, they're good, though. And I want to expand that conversation a little bit as the day rolls along, whether it's Anthony Edwards or perhaps someone else who could experience a big kind of sort of street cred boost with a run here in the postseason. I did mention this during the break. I'm going to mention this again. The phone lines are open for you. KC is out today. Obviously, I got Jesse by my side. We got Trista Crick coming up at 2 o'clock. Jason Jones, the final hour of the show. But if you have any thoughts on anything that we are doing, we would love to hear from you. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Before we get back to last night's terrific game one action in round two of the playoffs, it was reported today by the insiders, confirmed later on by our man Sean Cunningham over at KCRA. Bobby Jackson is, in fact, on his way back to the Sacramento Kings. We have speculated. We have wondered if Bobby Jackson would join Doug Christie's staff. Would Bobby Jackson leave Nick Nurse and that crew out there and make his way back here to Sacramento? And that is exactly what he did. Bobby Jackson will join Del Christie's staff. It is amazing to think, and obviously this is in addition to Mike Woodson, and this is Del Christie, you know, filling out this staff. I love this for a variety of different reasons. These are obviously people that Del Christie can trust. And while I don't pretend to know all of the inner workings of what went on post-Mike Brown firing or what went on pre-Mike Brown firing. I don't want to steal Kenny's line about reading the tea leaves, but kind of looking at things and hearing things and trying to digest all of this stuff. I also think I think there might have been some trust issues on that coaching staff. And I guess to a certain degree, maybe that's understandable when you recognize that was Mike's staff. Like, Mike brought Luke Laux there, Jay Triano there, all of those different guys over there. Like, Mike brought those guys. That was Mike Brown's coaching staff. So, you know, Doug taking over that position, especially, you know, and this is a thing as well. Doug being represented by, you know, Clutch Sports. Doug obviously having an interest in being a head coach. There are a lot of people who could have looked at that sideways. Of course, there was also the report that Mike Brown was given an ultimatum to fire either Jay Triano or Luke Laux. Along the way, he said he's not letting them go. Eventually, Mike Brown was let go himself. And then you had the, which I always thought was weird. You fired Mike Brown because he wouldn't fire one of those two coaches. But when you fired Mike Brown, you didn't fire one of those two coaches. And that's a thing I've thought a lot about. But the Mike Brown firing is such a it's such a dead subject at this point. But it's also like, I don't think we know. We really, I don't feel like we know the truth behind what went on this year in Sacramento. Like, the entire truth. Like, we have bits and pieces of everyone's story. And that's, I think that's the case with Mike Brown. I think that's the case with the front office. I think that's the case with the De'Aaron Fox stuff as well, the De'Aaron Fox trade. But what truly went on this year? And I don't, maybe we'll never know. But you get just enough of every one side of the story to try to form what the truth is. And I never understand, why don't people just speak their truths? Now, I get why Mike might not do it, because Mike is still getting paid handsomely. And maybe that's the reason these other guys won't do it. Like, obviously, Jay Triano had a, you know, a job the rest of the way. And if I understand Sam Amick's tweet, Jay Triano still had time left on his deal. Luke Laux went somewhere else. Maybe this is just a coaching fraternity thing. You don't really talk about this stuff when it happens because you're just trying to get your next job. But we have such a, it's such a incomplete picture as to what went on this year. So I have zero issue with Doug surrounding himself with people that he feels like he can trust, Bobby Jackson obviously being one of those. I also get the people who are like, God, we really just are never going to be able to move on from 2001, 2002. We're never going to be able to move on from that singular group in the history of this franchise that was actually good. Vlade's still here, still has some sort of role with the Sacramento Kings. Peja, generally, right by his side. Doug here. Bobby's here. Obviously, we got Mike over at Sac State. I see the local guy hitting us up with that hashtag unfinished business. Man, that might be the case. That's Doug's tagline, unfinished business. Doug will tell you publicly and privately. It's not a catchphrase. Now, it'll make a great catchphrase. It'll make a great hoodie, make a great T-shirt. But Doug lives by that as a shoot. He believes his business with this franchise and this city is incomplete. And that's not returning this franchise to its former glory. It's not getting back to the Western Conference Finals. It's not even emerging as a sustainable year-in, year-out contender. When Doug says unfinished business, Doug is talking about winning an NBA championship. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about grading on a curve. He's not talking about making the playoffs, winning a play-in. He's not talking about being a two-seed or a top-six seed. He's not talking about going to the conference final. This man is talking about winning an NBA championship. That's how his business gets finished. That's what completes the story for Doug Christie. But we're always right back to the same group. It's the one thing that this franchise has to hold on to. It is that crop of Sacramento Kings. For those that remember, when Chris Webber did his book tour, Casey and I were fortunate enough to host an event over for Kevin Johnson at 40 Acres with Chris Webber. And Kevin asked him something about his you know, desire to, you know, remain in the game of basketball. And you got, for those that don't know how this story ends, Chris wants to run a basketball team. Part of me thought for the briefest of moments when Monty McNair was fired that perhaps a call will be made to Chris Webber.
Is Chris the only one from like that starting five that hasn't had a job with the Kings in some vicinity? Like Mike has been on pregame doing that stuff and all that. Peja was assistant GM. Yeah. Lottie was GM.
Yeah.
Doug is here
Doug's
now.
Here. Yeah. Bobby's back. Bobby was a coach prior. Yeah. He might be. I mean, he might be. He obviously he started his broadcasting career. He had different things going on. I know some of the stuff. Some of the stuff involving Shaq and Vivek and the in Vivek's early transition to owner kind of rubbed Chris the wrong way. But I think that stuff has long been kind of squashed and separated, and everyone has kind of moved on from that. But yeah, it feels like he's the one guy here who hasn't had a role. Again, he had a very, very prominent TNT role. He's moved on. I know I think he still does some things. I can't remember what university he was working at, but he was working at a major college for a little bit. But yeah, Chris is kind of the one, and Chris has expressed his desire to run a professional sports a professional basketball team. He's expressed his desire to be a general manager. But I wonder, is there a point where, now let's also be clear, Doug's not plucking Bobby off of the couch. Like Bobby wasn't at, you know, the rec leader out on the golf course. I mean, he might have been out on the golf course when Doug called, but Bobby's a coach. Like, don't get that. Don't forget, Bobby was the Stockton Kings coach. Bobby was a G League coach. Bobby was an assistant coach here in Sacramento. Bobby goes on to coach with Nick Nurse. Like, Bobby is a basketball coach. So bringing him back to Sacramento to be a basketball coach isn't a reach. But it does pose the question, has this become a turnoff for people? It doesn't look like it by the responses in the chat. It doesn't look like it by the responses on Twitter. But is it eye roll inducing for everything this franchise does to seemingly trace back to that one single era? Lionel Simmons isn't coming back. Walt Williams isn't coming back. You know, I don't even think they have anything to honor Wayman Tisdale at the Golden One Center. That stuff isn't celebrated. Hell, the Kings were fun back then. I was a kid. I loved that. I knew they stunk. That was my basketball team. That was the team I grew up watching. I love them dudes. They were just bad. So what do you celebrate? You celebrate winning. You celebrate success. And that is the closest thing to true success that this organization has ever had. And we keep drawing on it.
Dr. David says, yes, it's eye rolling. Will in the chatty house is huge turnoff. And I've been saying I hate it so much. Aaron Mix is 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. I understand why people feel that way. I do think, you know, the context of all of this is important. Doug, when he came back to Sacramento, you know, close to 10 years ago, he wanted to be a head coach. Or he wanted to be a coach, I should say. I'm sure his ultimate goal was to be a head coach. But he wanted to be a basketball coach. The radio opportunity presented itself to him. And I can tell you, like Doug's desire, and this is why I have so much confidence in Doug Christie as a head coach. Doug took that job with Grant Napier in the afternoons over there and made nothing. Like nothing. Doug made a trash salary, but he knew he had to get in the door. He'd be around the basketball team. He could be around the game just being a radio shows. He knew if he did that, he'd probably get some opportunities on television. More opportunities on television, opportunities around the team, get to know the coaching staff, all of those types of things happen. Now, I don't know if he knew the golden opportunity would present itself, because it was always going to be really difficult.
You saying Doug Christie had a 40-point plan?
Might have been. It might have been, because that 40-point plan was more money than he was making over at 1140. But then the ultimate opportunity arose where, and shout out, I guess, to whether I guess it was, I don't know who makes these calls, whether it's the Sacramento Kings or NBC Sports California. I have to assume it's the Sacramento Kings, but I genuinely don't know.
Real quick. I messed up the Office reference. It was a 45-day plan for Michael Scott, not 40 points.
45-day, 45 points, 1 point per day. Day 45, company saved. Yeah. Day 44, go.
That's even me. I'll take a lap on
it.
That one.
It's good. We got it. We'll work our way through the reference. Kenny wouldn't know the difference anyway, so we're fine.
I was wondering, did he catch that or did I say it wrong?
I actually didn't catch it. I knew when you said 40-point plan, I knew exactly what you were referencing.
Okay,
you didn't recognize.
You got me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the episode where they're speaking at the meeting and he runs back on stage and does it.
Full circle. It's the same episode we were talking about the limo yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Same episode. Oscar. But Doug got the opportunity to, you know, replace one of this organization's most cherished entities in Jerry Reynolds. And that was going to be a very, very difficult transition for the Sacramento Kings, for NBC Sports California, for the broadcast staff in general. It was going to be extremely difficult to move on from Jerry Reynolds. You had to find someone who could be loved as equally as Jerry could, maybe in a different way, but equally as loved as Jerry Reynolds. And you found one of the few guys who that could be in Doug Christie. And all of the while, through radio, through television, Doug wanted to be a coach. He never lost the idea of being a coach. He never lost the idea of teaching professional basketball or teaching the game of basketball to people. If you ever get the opportunity, and it's my story, or it's his story, so I can't tell it for him. But if you ever get the opportunity at an event, at a signing, anywhere where you get to encounter Doug Christie, ask him about Kobe Bryant. Because he will have an incredible Kobe Bryant story with an amazing arc to it. The twists and turns that go on with that story are phenomenal. And we talked about it. We talked about Kobe pre-2020 when Kobe passed. And I've talked to him post-2020 since Kobe passed about his thinking of Kobe Bryant, the player and the person and the mentality and the Mamba mentality and all of that. And while Doug might not utilize that Mamba mentality term, and he might not be as outwardly as obsessive as Kobe Bryant was with the game of basketball, his mentality is exactly the same. And that's why I said, through all the different twists and turns of Doug Christie as the coach last year, from the incredible start to the drop off to the trade of Fox to the losing streaks to the, you know, to the games where we're starting to question exactly what's going on, and the starters only meeting and these different meetings, and, you know, Doug's outward frustration at post game things and all of that different stuff. I never lost the idea that I'm a Doug Christie guy. I never lost the idea that I'm a Doug Christie fan. I never lost the idea that I'm a Doug Christie believer. Now, a lot of this is biased because at least as a head coach in the NBA, I've never had a personal relationship with a head coach. I am openly biased when it comes to Doug Christie. Not going to pretend like we're best friends and he's over at the house for a pool party, but that's my guy. And I will never not root for Doug's success. But if I didn't think he could do this or I thought he did a bad job, I'd have to be honest with what I saw. And that's not how I felt about Doug's time here. I absolutely believe in Doug Christie, the head coach. And if Bobby Jackson's a guy he needs here for him, perfect. If it's just continuing to rekindle 2001, 2003, so be it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So be it.
Honest question, how much better would the feeling be if Vlade just didn't mess this all up when he was the GM? Like, how much of that is like, oh yeah, the 2002 guys, like,
well,
like, kind of like in the back of mind,
maybe,
like, you keep going back to that.
So I feel like, so okay,
like, Bobby has experience, Bobby's been with teams, Bobby, like, if he didn't play on the 2002 Kings, like, this would be a fine hire.
So I get the question, but you know what I think it is. I think it's the fact that it feel, you know, going back to, I don't remember what year that was, 50, when Vlade first came in, it's starting to feel like, okay, you're trying to rekindle the past, whether it's through TV, whether it's all of the, and it's not working. I think that's part of what is sticking with people, is like you're constantly pulling from the past to try to make the present better, and it's failing. Vlade failed. Okay, great. Bobby was on TV, but Bobby became a coach and he left. And then Mike was on TV and he became a coach and he left. And Kenny Thomas, I don't know what Kenny Thomas is doing, but he wasn't very great on TV. So it's this constant, like, you know, pulling back, reaching into our past somehow and hoping that this changes the present and the future. And to this point, it hasn't. And that's where I think a lot of Kings fans' frustration is when it comes to the 2001, 2003. When it comes to that group right there, it hasn't worked. But that doesn't mean this won't work. Doug is getting an opportunity here in Sacramento to be a head coach. I don't know how many other places in the NBA 10 years ago You go back 10 years ago, Doug shows up in New York or Toronto and goes and does TV or goes and does radio. Would he have gotten the opportunity to join someone's staff out there? Dwayne Casey's, Nick Nurse's. Would he have gotten the opportunity to be a part of any of that? Would he have gotten a part of an opportunity to be a part of, you know, Tom Thibodeau's staff, or you go to Chicago and you got Billy Donovan there? Like, would he have gotten that opportunity anywhere but Sacramento? I don't know. But he got it. And I'm all in. And he's building out this coaching staff. I'll be curious to see what's next. We got a confidant in Bobby Jackson. We got a veteran in Mike Woodson. How will the rest of this staff be put together? And what will this all mean for the Sacramento Kings' upcoming season? You want to weigh on this? We'd love to hear from you. As always, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. The Chatty House is jumping over here on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. We'll come back. I want to get back to the games that we saw last night. Remember, Trista Crick coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. Jason Jones, the final hour of the show, is dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. My Kendrick Lamar, if you can't hear the rejoinder music, TV off is playing. My Kendrick Lamar deep dive headed into the show I'm going to in Las Vegas right now is ferocious. I'm going to talk. I might, since Kenny's not here, I might talk to Jason Jones about Kendrick Lamar for the whole 3 o'clock hour.
What was the first Kendrick album you listened to, like introduced to?
I'm sure it was Good Kid. And then after Good Kid, I found Section 80. And then, like, I, you know, went to the old mixtape sites. And I think I still have a ton of old Kendrick Lamar mixtapes. But I don't ever remember hearing Section 80 before Good Kid.
Yeah, I remember freshman year I heard Section 80, I think it was, around that time.
I remember loving Good Kid, but being really excited when To Pimp a Butterfly came out. And I think I sent that album to Katie this morning and was like, I want you to listen to this from beginning to end. Like, don't skip it. Don't do anything. Just hit play and let it play for 76 minutes, because that album's a masterpiece. And I don't think it's the best music he's ever made, but I think it's like, and it's what's so unique about GNX. I feel like GNX has a flow to it, but I feel like GNX is the first album that he's ever made that's like an episodic TV show, whereas all of the other albums he made are like movies. And To Pimp a Butterfly is a movie. And when you get to the end and the little inserts between songs all make sense, there's that moment where it's like, oh my God, this is crazy. Now, it might not have the same impact on everybody. I think it has this, like, if you're a hip hop fan, particularly from the West Coast, the ending of that album had an impact on you, because you hear Kendrick talking and you don't know what this all means. He's saying stuff and the words are cohesive. You just don't know what he's doing. And then you get to that very last moment where you realized he's talking to Pac. It's just beautiful. And that's why I know I'm a broken record with this. You absolutely have to listen to albums the way the artist creates them.
See, I've never been able to do that or understood how or whatever. Like, you and Kenny talk about, like, oh yeah, like one of Biggie's albums.
Kenny
being
can't
like a
do
movie.
It either.
No?
Yeah, Kenny can't do it either.
Oh yeah, you're talking about like Biggie's album, one of them being like a movie or whatever.
Ready to Die.
Yeah. I've never been able to listen to music. Like, to me, it's like, oh, song sounds great, turn it up. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, like Ready to Die to me was kind of the introduction to that. Like, it is. Ready to Die is literally Birth to Death. Like, that's what the album is, and it makes complete sense. I feel like Kendrick took that to an entirely different level. I don't even know. Like, I feel like Jay has had moments with it, particularly, you know, I think the Black Album is one of his best storytelling albums. But there's a theme to everything that Kendrick does, and To Pimp a Butterfly leads directly into Damn. And Damn has the fascinating thing where you listen to it in, you know, song after song after song, the way that it was created, and then you listen to it in reverse order, And it has like a completely different feel to it. You know, there's songs, you know, there's a song on there called Pride. There's a song on there called Humble. There's a song on there called Love. There's a song on there called Lust. And it just, it all flows in a certain order of the song or for a certain order of the album. And I don't think anyone is better at putting together an album than Kendrick Lamar, which makes the GNX album so funny to me, because Kendrick, and I said this to KC yesterday on KSFM, for the first time, you know, with these, what's he got, like 20 Grammys now? For the first time, Kendrick Lamar is a pop star. Like he, you know, 1 year ago, over the course of a weekend, he eviscerates Drake, drops what is inarguably the biggest diss track of all time because it actually became a hit, and has since become the pop star that Drake was. And GNX, I mean, yesterday, Billboard put out the charts, and Luther with Kendrick and SZA is number one for the 11th straight week. 11 straight weeks is crazy. And Kendrick and SZA are sitting on top of the charts. So Kendrick, and then you know, you've got the mustard catchphrase, and you've got you know, Not Like Us still popping. Now you got Peekaboo in the Gatorade spot, and Kendrick's music's now being used on TikTok really for the first time. Like he's entering kind of a different stratosphere of his career. You look back at Good Kid, you look back at all of the things he did. He didn't wear jewelry. He wasn't big into all of that stuff. Now you see all of the clips from the GNX tour, and he's got the, you know, a lot like he did at the Super Bowl with the PG Lang logo, and it's amazing. It's amazing. This last, well, year, this entire 365 days for Kendrick Lamar have been just absolutely incredible. We'll talk about a variety of different things with Jason Jones, but given the fact that Jason named one of his sons Kendrick, that might be a subject we delve into as well. Trista Crick going to join us 1 hour from now. TK got some great things going on. I don't know how many of these things she's keeping under wraps, though, but she's got some great things going on that I'm kind of eager to talk about. Bobby Jackson back with the Sacramento Kings. We got a great night of basketball last night. Two underdogs, I guess, still in game ones on the road. The New York Knicks did it against the Boston Celtics, and the Denver Nuggets did it against the Oklahoma City Thunder, a team that I keep talking myself through this. I can't believe Denver won that game. We do this with the Kings a lot where we ask the question, when did you think the Kings were going to win? Or did you ever think the Kings were going to win that game? Or did you ever think the Kings were going to lose that game? I never thought Denver was going to win that game. I kept thinking they're getting close enough, and Oklahoma City is just pushing them away. Like, Oklahoma City isn't playing great, but they're doing just enough to keep them at arm's distance. And then Mark Daigneault starts fouling. Starts fouling up three, which is a bizarre strategy. You have that. Then you have Jokic hitting that top of the key three. Chet misses that final three, which is ultimately inconsequential. You know, the Thunder are up one. Chet misses the second free throw. Again, it's inconsequential because Russ gets out, gets the outlet, heads to the lane, heads to the middle of the lane, sees Aaron Gordon, makes the pass. Again, down one. Aaron Gordon stutter step, steps in, hits the three, no timeouts. Oklahoma City throws up the heave, and Denver wins game one. I had a lot of different feelings out of that game one, which I said on the Insiders, I told it to Jesse to start the show. Like, I'm rooting for the Nuggets now. Just like, and I hate this. Like, I love watching sports as an impartial observer, not watching with my heart, just not caring.
Does that mean it'll hurt if Denver loses a series?
A little bit. Like, will it hurt? Like, will it be painful?
Or you'll be bummed out. Like, you're not going to be like, oh, like, yeah.
No,
like, yeah.
I'll just be like, okay. I'm gonna change the wording a little bit. I'm rooting for Russ.
I got it.
I'll be bummed out if Russ can't win. Like that, like if Russ doesn't win, I'll be like, man, I want my man to get this. I won't be like, oh shoot, Nikola Jokic didn't win a title. Oh, David Adelman didn't get a title or Jamal
Murray.
We'll
get him
or
next
whoever.
Year type of stuff.
Yeah, like I did, no. But I don't know how many years Russell Westbrook has left. I don't know how many teams have a need for a player like him. Can think of one in downtown Sacramento that could use him, but it's probably just me. I don't know how many teams need a guy like Russell Westbrook or would hopefully this run with Denver changes some teams' perceptions of Oklahoma City or of Russell Westbrook, excuse me. And maybe Denver's like, yeah, we're not losing Russ. We're keeping Russell Westbrook. And he just signs a series of 1-year deals till his career winds up being over. But I see Barrett right here. Barrett says, I tell you what, D'Lo Westbrook after this last week or so has made the Nuggets must watch TV. I love it. I think one thing that's funny is I don't think people like the Los Angeles Clippers. Whether it's the Clippers, whether it's James Harden or Kawhi Leonard, whether it's the residue of Donald Sterling, like people don't like them. And because of that, Russ's technical foul the other night went crazy. I had never seen a technical foul celebrated the way Russell Westbrook's was. Russ picks up the technical, basically calls the T on himself, and then starts hyping up that crowd. Thus, like, he's hyping himself up. He's happy. Y'all gave up on me? Y'all didn't want me? Okay. Get your ass out of here. Take your ass home. That's the energy I love. Someone in the chat asked the other day, I apologize for missing it, but someone in the chat asked the other day, like, how did I become a Russell Westbrook fan? That's how. I love that energy from him. I met Russell Westbrook for the first time All-Star Weekend. It was it used to be the rookie sophomore game. And I obviously knew him from UCLA, but wasn't, not Dick Vitale over here, Seth David. Like, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I know Russ from UCLA. All right, cool. But I got a chance to, I got a chance to go courtside Kenny for that game. And I'm like, yo, I love this dude. This dude's dope. And I had seen him, to start the season, but that's where I really, really started watching him. Like, no, I like this dude. I like him a lot. I became a huge, like, I was a fan then. I became a huge Russell Westbrook fan when Kevin Durant left. That's where my fandom, because it had kind of, like, kicked up a little bit year after year after year. But when Kevin Durant left, that's where I'm like, nah, I'm all in on Russ. Ross, y'all talking about Oklahoma City's going to be bad? Okay, watch what my man do. And he went out there, and I think that first year KD was gone was the year he averaged the triple-double, took that team, I think, to 46 wins or so. But, man, that was – I love that energy. The things that people hate about Russell Westbrook are actually the things that I love. That attitude, that fire, I love that. Absolutely love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.